Over the years, you've heard me talk in the homilies about my family and my childhood many times. And there's moments throughout my childhood and my family back in Ireland that I can remember with great clarity. They're pivotal moments that something shifted inside of me, some form of transformation or change. I call it an existential experience of some sort that shifted my understanding. And when those moments happen, I remember them with great clarity. Where I was, who was there, even what I was wearing or what was the smells around, it was just so clear. For example, I think you've heard me talk about this particular occasion, but I remember the time when my understanding of my mother and how and what she did shifted forever. It was the time when I was sick at home. I had been sick with the flu or something like that, but I remember when it happened, and where I was and where my mother was sitting, and it was involving reading the newspaper. You might remember, let me just briefly remind you what it was, is that when I was a kid, I'm one of 12 children, 8 boys going to the same school. And so dinner was at 1 p.m. in the daytime, right? So we would come in from school and we would arrive in a quarter after 1. We would gobble down dinner and be leaving at 1:45 to go back to school. So that was our routine. So we came in and I always remember that we'd come in, eat, and be gone. And then I would come home at the end of the day after having finished school and gone rugby practice. And my mother would be sitting reading the newspaper asleep. Like she would be trying to read the newspaper. And I used to always think as a child, oh, I can't wait to grow up and just sit at home and read the newspaper all day. Right? But when that shifted, now I know we laugh at it, but that's what I actually thought as a child. Like I said, this is great. I'd love to do nothing and sit at home and read the newspaper. And then the time I got sick, and I remember I was able to get up out of bed and hang around, but not able to go to school yet. And I remember when we left for breakfast, my mom, all she ever did from the moment we left for breakfast, all my brothers left for breakfast, she prepared the dinner, which was at 1 o'clock. And then they came in like a whirlwind. The food was gone. And then they left 1:45, and she cleaned up all the kitchen, cleaned up everything, and just went in. She says, oh, I have time now to read the newspaper. She'd sit down and wouldn't have read a single headline before she fell asleep. And then my brothers came in the door. And I always remember it vividly, watching her collapse into the seat, attempting to read the newspaper, exhausted from having served that much food in such a short period of time. And then everyone would come in and the cycle would start all over again. And I was like, oh. Oh my God, she's not doing nothing at all. She's not just sitting home reading the newspaper. Oh, this is a shock. And I remember it was that existential shift that I could never look at my mother the same way ever again. No matter how many times I came in, I was aware of the hard work she did, and I would say something every single day as a result of that. I couldn't go back. You can't unlearn something that you'd learned. You know, those are moments, they're pivotal moments, they're an existential experience, a conversion experience. In the church, we would call them metanoia. Metanoia is there's no really English translation for it. Metanoia is to have a complete change of heart, if you would. It's a long explanation for a single word. And that's what we hear. We often, it gets depicted in Scripture as a light in the midst of darkness. Right? So there's a darkness of knowing, a darkness of having experience, and then there's a great light that comes in and we experience something very different. That's typically how it's experienced or described in Scripture. So you have Paul who falls to the ground and has a conversion, right? A great light shines, blinds him, and his life is never the same ever again. Right? And we hear it in the prophet Isaiah this morning. As there is a light shine in the midst of darkness, And things changed for Israel. They became different. Something happened. And it's in the gospel even today where, he comes along, Jesus is coming along, and he obviously says something, does something that radically changes these men's lives. Like Peter and Andrew are fishing. And he says, come and follow me. Obviously, that was the moment. There was an existential conversion experience right there. That they dropped their nets and they were never the same. They came and they never ever looked back. And then he comes along, he goes with James and John, two brothers, same thing. A existential experience of conversion that changed them forever. Now, I know that in my own life, if I look back at when did those existential moments happen, those experiences that changed me, that pivoted me to a new direction. And almost always, not always, but almost always, they were as a result of sickness and illness. That I was weakened. And because I was physically weakened or maybe emotionally weakened, then I was open to a new interpretation. I was open to a new way at looking at something. Because of the pain or because of my woundedness, then I would see things, I had an opportunity to see things differently. I was open to the conversion. I was open to this metanoia. Now, it's also happened in other parts of my life when I've been open to it because I seek it. And so the metanoia happens because I seek it. Now, I don't know where you are at in your life, whether you have pain now or woundedness that you're trying to deal with. And maybe you are open to this conversion experience, this metanoia to turn back towards God in a more profound way that life will never be the same. Or whether your family and friends might be going through a painful period in their life. Or whether everything's hunky-dory and everything's just wonderful and you've got no pain, no wounds, nothing going on whatsoever. That might be a great spot. But the question then is how will you open yourself to the conversion experience? Will you wait for a new pain or suffering to come? Some new wound to open you up? Or will you allow the Lord now by willful decision, by a choice of your own will, that I will be open to a new way of looking, to let a light shine in your darkness now and not wait for the darkness to get deeper or more profound. You see, my experience is that if we can open ourselves to this ability to conversion, this metanoia, this existential experience will happen. And we will find a new way. But we have to open our hearts and we have to open our minds. And that's why we come each Sunday. We come each Sunday so that we can help that turning back towards God. We can help open our minds and our heart in a new way. And then let the Lord shine His light in the midst of our darkness. So I promise you, if you open up your heart and your mind, the Lord will bring something new into your life. Something wonderful. Don't know what it will be, but it will be a light in the midst of your darkness. And I promise you, the Lord will not disappoint.